Well, there's been so much confusion over COVID isolation, some general practitioners are unsure what to do. Michael Hand is an inner city GP in Sydney. He says there's no clear information on how or when to clear patients or close contacts from self-isolation. Dr. Hand says some GPs have been told by their medical insurers not to take part in the discharge process in case it goes wrong.
Oh, it's very, very confusing. At the moment, we're getting patients who are being told by the health department that they're right to clear isolation and that they should just come to us for clearance. In many cases, we haven't even been told that these patients are positive. We've had no notification. We might have no idea that they've actually been in isolation. And then we're suddenly requested by a patient to either attend our surgery and get a clearance for which we know nothing about.
Is it clear from the guidelines whether New South Wales Health should be clearing patients or whether GPs should be clearing patients?
The guidelines don't state that, but it is clearly the responsibility of New South Wales Health. If they have deemed a patient to be in isolation, they should be clearing the patient before they send them back, where New South Wales Health will take them away, make restrictions on their treatment, but then open-endedly just hand it back to us and say, it's all yours now, but without even telling us they're handing them back.
We keep talking about clearance, but what is it? Is it a letter? Is it a certificate? Is it something you enter into the New South Wales computer health system? What is clearance?
So a clearance is very, very vague as to what it is. Clearance could be as simple as, oh, sure, you can come out of isolation. Would that hold up in a court of law? I have no idea. And can you use that when the police pull you over to say, why are you out in the street? I have no idea. We don't have any paperwork. There's no complete form. There's no form for New South Wales Health. What the hell is clearance? I have no idea.
What has it also meant for you treating your existing patients who you find out they are in isolation or have been in isolation? Have you had to deal with that?
Yes, that can be very confusing. Even on the weekend, I had a patient who needed a monthly injection. He informed me a couple of days prior that he was now COVID positive. I informed the New South Wales Public Health Unit and said, what do I do? And they actually instructed me to do a home visit. A little time later, I was speaking to another contact tracer who said that had I done the home visit, which I didn't do, I would have been deemed as a close contact and then had to have 2 weeks off work.
How did this correspondence finish up?
It's interesting because the last correspondence I had from New South Wales Health was, please do not contact me again.
On this particular case?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, that's fairly unprofessional, and that certainly leaves me in a precarious situation to continue the care for that patient. I do understand that New South Wales Health is inundated and there's numerous cases like this. I think the communication to GPs in particular has been particularly poor. For the last year, we have got our guidance more from the 11 o'clock bulletin that Gladys does than what we get from New South Wales Health. If we make a mistake on this, what happens to the public health measures? The virus spreads. Or what happens to the patient who then gets a $5,000 fine? And I have not seen any communication from New South Wales Health saying, these are the guidelines for clearing a patient for GPs.
That's Sydney GP Michael Hand.